Restoring My Soul, Monday the 6th of October. The Promise of the Adoption. Jesus was born of a woman under the law in order to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. By making this statement in his letter to the Galatians, Paul was highlighting that the work of redemption, which was accomplished by Christ when he was crucified on the cross, establishes a person in the adoption. Paul explained that the crucifixion of Jesus has delivered to us the promise of the Spirit, which he identified as the blessing of Abraham. Specifically, he wrote, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree,' that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." We see that the adoption is the promise of the Spirit. It is the blessing of Abraham. Although the blessing of receiving the Spirit was promised to Abraham, it was only available to him and to his children after Christ had finished his offering journey at Calvary, had risen from the dead, and then had ascended to the right hand of the Father. This is because the Spirit is essential to every step in the process of adoption. It is for this reason that Jesus said, "It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper, that is, the Spirit, will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you." The promises of God were first made to Abram when the Lord said to him, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, John chapter 16, verse 7, and Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. For further study, Galatians chapter 3.